Are you dealing with anxiety, depression, ADHD, or maybe insomnia?
Stick around and see how neurofeedback can absolutely transform your life.
Hey guys, welcome to the Something New Show. I'm Mindy Linscomb, your host, and I'm so excited to talk about a topic that I have been curious about for over 10 years, and it's called neurofeedback. And in my studio today are two friends from Colorado. I have Bethany Rathman and Carly Strike. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you. We're excited.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick introduction. Carly Strike is the founder and owner of Cognitive Neuro. She believes that communication and clear expectations are key contributors to the exceptional client experience that she provides. So she has started this business to help others, and we're about to hear why. In her free time, Carly loves to hike, do yoga, and spend time outdoors with her family and her puppies. And then Bethany is the director of business development for Cognitive Neuro. She's a working mom of two kids, and she did neurofeedback in 2019 after dealing with postpartum depression, anxiety, and insomnia. It changed her life, and she is so thankful that she gets to help people every day in this role. So I love that you guys are here to talk about it, because I've been thinking about it for a long time. Like, tell me more about this. What is it all about? Okay. So if maybe you could start us out with just telling us, like, if they've never heard the term neurofeedback, what does that mean?
I'll try to unpack it for you. So essentially, we help people who are dealing with anxiety, depression, insomnia, maybe ADHD, and it works through operant conditioning. So essentially, there's a conditioning process where we train the brain through positive rewards to be in a calm and desirable state. When their brain is essentially in that state, we reward it with auditory and visual cues. So we kind of change the brainwave pattern through using those auditory and visual cues, but creates a permanent change over time. It's non-invasive. It's very subconscious. It doesn't hurt. We're not inputting electrical signals, but really, kids as young as 5 can come and see us. And again, it's non-invasive. And people who are maybe medication resistant or hesitant, it's also a good option for them, because it doesn't require any medication and really gets to the root issue electrically in the brainwave activity, and creates balance and flexibility of brainwaves is really what we're looking at.
I ask because I'm sure, at least I would wonder, what kind of training is required to be someone that administers the feedback?
So that's why you have to do your research, because there is no regulatory board around neurofeedback.
And ooh, so I don't like that.
Yes, it's a little. There's no regulatory board. However, there are plenty of people who are incredibly educated in neurofeedback. You just have to know what you're looking for. And so one of the things that you can look for is a board certification in neurofeedback. So there is a sort of governing board over neurofeedback that is called the BCIA. And if you go on to bcia.org, you're able to look up by your zip code the providers that have that certification in your area. And so that's a great way to know if you're getting somebody who at least has done the extensive work and extra education to be able to provide these services to people. There's no, at this point, I mean, there's no like school you can go to. You tend to just go to trainings of other people who are teaching it in the field. But there are a lot of wonderful trainings that do exist out there, and lots of licensed providers that are providing the service. And so I think that's another way to feel better about the service that you're getting, is just looking at the license of the person you're working with, and then what is their education background when it comes to the neurofeedback service that they're providing. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say you guys are seeing in your local office? Like, I love that flight attendant story, but what other kind of results have you guys seen?
Yeah. I would say I have two personal friends who brought their kids in for ADHD and were on medication for ADHD. And we're actually, one of them was looking at homeschooling and just couldn't homeschool because of just behavioral issues that were happening at home, just flying off the handle at night, just lots of issues at home with emotional dysregulation, and started doing neurofeedback and actually did a remote neurofeedback program at home, which is pretty awesome. They can actually take a system home and do it from home remotely. So for people who don't have time to come into the clinic, they can actually do it remote. And so they did the remote program, and she's actually was able to homeschool her daughter this year and completely off of her Adderall, Ritalin, and teachers had no idea at school that she had been able to wean off because she was doing so well, and we had changed her brain so much on the back end that she didn't really need the medication anymore, but all of her like symptoms are basically gone.
It's amazing.
So that was really cool. We have another client that is a remote client who has epilepsy and couldn't make it into a clinic to go in often enough because he's having too many seizures. And so we put him on a remote program, and I don't think he's had a seizure in like 5 or 6 months since starting a remote program, which has been really cool. And so like life-changing for the whole family.
If it's remote, they put on...
It's a headset. So it's a Bluetooth headset that sort of just goes around the front of your head and then behind your ears. And then there's a little electrode that you can place wherever we ask you to place it. So very similar to the clinic in terms of how it works. Nothing is different about how the treatment works. It's just where you're receiving the treatment. I will say that remote works for a very specific type of person. Mm-hmm. They have to be self-motivated. They have to be willing to do it. You would be amazed at the number of people who think that remote is going to be the solution for them because of the flexibility of it, but because they don't have the accountability of going into a clinic, they really struggle, and then they don't end up getting the results that they could, which are absolutely life transforming, right? But they just can't commit to the treatment.
Are you watching something while you're listening or no?
It depends. When you're doing eyes open training, yes, you can be watching a video or you can be playing a game. It just depends. I mean, remotely, we have game options and we have video options. You can use pretty much any streaming service that exists on your phone remotely. So people can listen to podcasts. They can watch videos, YouTube, Netflix, you name it. You can pretty much utilize it. In the clinic, we tend to use like Disney Plus or Netflix, those types of things. We don't do as many games. Mm-hmm. And then you're, of course, listening to whatever it is that you're watching as well. But we also do eyes closed training, in which case you'd only be listening to the auditory feedback.
Okay, I have kind of a touchy question for you. Why do you think it's taking so long to be covered by insurance and maybe not offered as one of the first thoughts for solution because it is so non-invasive, mm-hmm, instead of pharmaceuticals or counseling and others?
Well, I think...
I told you I was going to be punchy today. I want to know.
That's a great question. You know, I don't think natural solutions are ever going to beat big pharma. It's just not going to happen. They don't have the marketing capability. They don't have the money backing them. And if there's a solution out there that can help you without medications, like, what does that do to the pharmaceutical industry, right? I think that we see that in a lot of the different natural solutions that exist out there. It's just harder to get them covered by insurance. And so they keep reimbursement rates low and nobody wants to submit for them. And so it seems like there's not a need for these services because nobody's submitting.
And when you can get a pill for $5 or pay, you know, thousands of dollars for neurofeedback, like you probably will take a pill, you know, it's just more accessible and a lot cheaper.
But would you say money aside, you've seen thousands of people probably over the time of doing this. And so I'm just wondering, like, do you think it's as effective as all those other alternative methods?
I do in certain situations. I would say I've seen wonderful results with anxiety, depression, ADHD, and sleep challenges, right? And those are all highly medicated challenges that people experience. And I have seen hundreds of people get off of their medications by utilizing neurofeedback as a solution and talking about, I wish I would have done this before I had even gone on my medication and known that this was a solution. And I think part of it as well is their education is just not out there. People don't know it exists. And so until we can have more people talking about it, more people coming on podcasts, more people getting out there and showing that this service exists, I just don't think that it's going to have the same hype as some other things that are just way more well-known.
And being totally honest, what would you say you've seen the least amount of results for so that somebody could possibly avoid wasting their time and money? Yep. If you're like, honestly, we have not seen, and I know that's a hard question because this is a service you sell, right?
Oh, yeah.
But like, if you were to be really honest with anybody's company, we could all say, you know, our ideal client is not fill in the blank.
I think you just texted me this like yesterday. I was asking you about a client and Carly is the first to be like, yeah, we're not, that's not going to help. I haven't seen a lot of results of that and we're not going to treat them and waste their time or money. but it was.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely not in the business of taking people's money. We're here to watch people's lives transform and allow them to like truly live their life to the fullest. And so if I don't feel like we have a chance at doing that, we have plenty of community partners that we can rope in and refer to, right? I would say some of the most challenging things to treat are going to be borderline personality disorder. That's one that, I mean, it's pretty medication resistant as well, unfortunately. And so I feel like people have not a lot of solutions when that's something that they're dealing with. I have seen some improvement in emotional regulation, but by no means have I actually ever seen somebody's symptoms completely remediate by going through neurofeedback or even utilizing medication. I would say when you're looking at
dissociative disorders,
those can be challenging. So depression, it works really well for, unless somebody's coming in with that medication-resistant depression. And typically, my personal belief behind that is there's a really deep-rooted mindset in it, too, that you have to overcome. And so I just don't think neurofeedback can do it alone. I do think it's something that it can help, but they need to have other things that they're working with as well. Like maybe
a therapist. What I hear you saying is if the medicine is helping your depression, then this could also help your depression.
Yes.
But if the medicine can't help your depression, then this won't also help your depression.
It could, it just can't be done alone.
Okay.
We need other people, a community working on that because there's a deep, deep mindset that goes into that as well. And just trauma and habitry. And there's usually a whole story behind that.
I feel like, too, you're a huge fan of, like, talk therapy along with neurofeedback because your background is in counseling, but I feel like counseling is a great, like, added modality to neurofeedback and EMDR. People ask us all the time, like, what's the difference between EMDR and neurofeedback? And EMDR can bring up a lot of different symptoms, and neurofeedback is really great at help regulating the nervous system so that you're not having all these crazy symptoms as you're going through EMDR.
But you did that, right?
I did that. Yeah, that's part of my personal story is medication resistance. I had postpartum depression, anxiety, and my OB put me on Zoloft and it was awful. I had a terrible reaction. I went off of it after 6 days, and Carly and I have been friends since we were 18. I knew she did stuff with brains, but I had no idea what neurofeedback was. And I called her and I was like, hey, can you do anything with, like, what do you do with brains? I'm not sleeping. I'm having panic attacks. Like, I am not well. And she was like, come in, let's do your brain map. And I was like, cool, I'll do anything. Like, I don't, no idea what this is, but I trust you. I'm willing to do it. Came up, did a brain map, and I'm not going to cry like looking at you, but I did a brain map and did my first session, and I wasn't sleeping. I had been 3 weeks. I was sleeping 1 hour a night, and I remember coming home and sleeping for the first time in 3 weeks and feeling like maybe I'm not going to die. Like maybe I'm going to make it. And my anxiety went away. My depression went away. My panic attacks went away. Started sleeping through the night. Literally, neurofeedback changed my life. And that's why I work for Carly now and do what I do now is because of my own personal story with it. And literally just changed my life. But like, I didn't want to take medication. I think that I still might have been trying to figure out medication still if I didn't find neurofeedback. So I'm super thankful I was on the front end of it and found neurofeedback before, you know, being on medication for a long time and doing the Russian roulette of like next medication, next, you know, dosage of it, which can be really hard as your body builds up like a tolerance to it. You're just constantly like switching. So I'm super thankful that I found it and it really got to the root issue electrically in my brain of fight or flight response. I had gotten stuck in a blizzard with my son in the backseat of my car. And my brain was like, it's not safe for you to go to sleep. And so it wouldn't let me go to sleep. And so Carly essentially saw my brainwave activity of that, the high beta, which is your fight or flight response in your brain, was super overactive, wouldn't shut down. And it was just turned on. And so I physically could not sleep. And so I didn't even know that this was even an option to do. So I'm super thankful that I found it. And I get to work with Carly now and help people, but was not really thinking that this would be what I did. But it's just a part of my journey, which has been really cool that I get to share with that people in consultations too. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome, you guys. Okay. So if people wanted to find you and find out more about, you know, how they can be a part of Cognitive Neuro, where would they find you?
You can go to our website. It's www.cognitiveneuro.com. We have two V's in cognitive. It is intentional. People ask me that all the time. So cognitive with two V's, neuro.com. We're not super active on Instagram. It's something that I've been trying to work on, but man, it's challenging.
I'm gonna give Bethany that job.
Right?
Oh gosh.
I know.
I just dubbed you the social media queen.
But you can find us on Instagram. I check it. I just never post. Okay. You'll see intermittent posts come on. It's cognitive neuro is the
handle.
Thank you. I couldn't think of what it was called. And then you can also just text Bethany.
Mm-hmm. 719-309-3105. And I'll text you back or call you back.
I love it.
We do an initial consultation. So 30 minutes, it's a free video. I like to jump on video so I can see people's faces, their emotions, hear their story. And then after that, I explain what neurofeedback is and talk about what we do, what makes us different. We are a Christian faith-based company, which is, we're pretty outspoken about when people come in. So they know that they're coming into a faith-based company, which is, I don't know, it's been really cool for me to like not hide our faith in our business. And so that's kind of the first initial step that we do is that discovery call, 30 minutes, explain what it is, go over pricing. And then if they have Medicaid, I'm like, yeah, we're going to send you to our Medicaid partner. We have business partners in the city who take Medicaid, TRICARE, some of those different things that we can like send them to. So we kind of talk about that and then hopefully get them into the clinic to help get them. Usually we can get them in within the same week, typically.
But most people, if they're not local, they would need to find their local neurofeedback clinic. Is that what you're saying?
Not typically. We actually, that's the remote program.
Yeah.
And for even so, the mapping, you can do mapping.
We can do the mapping remotely, which is amazing. That headset is able to, it's sort of a mini map. So we're only getting about 9 sites that we're measuring instead of 19, but it is enough information to do a really wonderful job from a treatment planning standpoint. And in our remote program, we're remapping every month. And so, because everybody trains at a different frequency remotely. We have people who train twice a week. We have people who train every single day. And so we just map once a month to make sure that we're staying on top of the treatment planning and changing things as we need to. But we can map remotely. We can train remotely. You get coaching remotely. You'll get your coaching calls via video call or phone call, whatever works best for you. So it's...
Or they can travel to beautiful Colorado or and come see you guys in person. This episode is sponsored by Something Blue 30A. Looking for the perfect vacation spot to disconnect from everything, put your feet in the softest sand, and enjoy a fresh, renovated 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhouse right on the beach in my favorite place in the world? Well, 30A is situated in the Panhandle of Florida, and I'd love for you to check out Something Blue 30A on Instagram and make it the perfect place for your next vacation.
Mapped in person.
I love it.
And then okay. Come see you.
Yeah, I love it.
We're pretty close. We're like 10 minutes from you.
I love it. Yeah. Well, let's bring out your favorite drinks. So sweet. We like to do this kind of as a fun part of our show. And you introduced me to new drinks. So first of all, I see 2 drinks down here. So do you each have a different favorite?
Yeah.
I assume that because you're individual people. Whose favorite drink is this?
Me.
This is called Zevia.
Best thing ever. You've never had Zevia?
Nope.
Life-changing.
Cream soda. I got to tell you, I hate cream soda.
Oh, that's a bummer. They have many flavors. Root beer. Great. What's your favorite flavor?
I don't drink soda, so.
Well, this has no sugar in it. It's cheers. No sugar. Cheers. It's not actual
cheers.
Soda.
Okay, let me try Zevia.
Look at the back of it. There's no calories. There's nothing in it.
Wow. It's like nothing. It's like water, but it tastes like cream soda.
That you hate.
That I hate. Okay.
Very much.
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to say not my favorite drink.
I'll drink yours. I'll take it home.
Okay, great.
I'll take this. Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Because it's good. I would say like it does taste like a soda though.
But it has nothing in it.
I know.
It's great.
So I'm going to.
They have all different types of flavors.
Okay. I hope the best. Next drink. This is Carly's favorite drink. Okay. So Carly, we have.
You get the cherry limeade. That one's your favorite. I want watermelon. Yeah. That.
Okay. That we have a poppy. Why do you love poppy?
You can tell that Bethany and I are super into these health sodas that exist out there.
Okay. What is this one?
This is really just a. Just that. It's a healthy soda. I think it's also sweetened with
yours says prebiotic on it.
Stevia. Yeah. It's
yeah. Prebiotic.
Prebiotics it says in it. It's for your healthy gut.
Mm-hmm. Apple cider vinegar is in here.
Oh gosh.
It's got immunity sidekick.
I mean, it's just better than a sparkling water.
Okay. Do we got calories? How many calories?
25. Not bad.
Oh, how much sugar?
Only 5.
7 carbs. I'm sorry, okay. Kind of losing on the carb game here.
Yeah, that's yours. Mine has none. Mine is zero carbs.
Seven yeah. carbs,
the added
4 grams
of
sugar.
Is all natural, I believe.
Carly, okay. This has five. Mine is five
cheers.
Grams.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to our poppy soda. Yep, I like it.
I think that this tastes like healthier Sonic slushy. Cherry limeade.
I want to know what's
you
Mindy's
know what you
favorite.
Should do? You should get the Sonic ice and then yes. pour this over top. Perfect.
That's a great idea.
That's just a perfect. Buy an ice maker.
You know, you can even buy an ice maker with a Sonic ice.
I have one.
At the office?
In my house.
Oh, you should have one at the office and I then should. Buy a bunch of these. And about 3 o'clock every day when you're having that slump, you just
drink one.
It's Sonic slushy time.
What's your favorite drink?
Let's see here. I'm really into sparkling waters. I like a lime Perrier.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
A lime flavored Perrier.
Have you tried Spindrift?
Yes. I'm not so much into
it. She's picky about her drinks.
I know. That's why I love introducing. Yeah. Like, I love that on my show, people share their favorite drinks because I'm like, maybe I'll find a new favorite because lime Perrier is kind of boring, but that's okay.
But good.
But delicious and crisp. It's so good. Okay. Well, if you guys want to follow along, they shared with you how you can find them. And again, for the show, for the Something New show, we'd love for you to like, comment, and subscribe. So we hope that you learned a little something today. Again, I'm super excited to try neurofeedback and for my kids. So this will be an interesting journey. I'll have to report back. But you guys, thanks for joining us on the Something New show, and I hope you have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show, rate, review, and share with a friend. Also, follow the Something New show on Instagram and Facebook. If you want a fuller experience, watch the show on YouTube to help you create a life worth celebrating.